Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
It's Here and Now.
I am a god. I am a god.
A god? Really? Kanye West is a big deal. The birth of his baby this past weekend made headlines. His sixth album, Yeezus, released on Tuesday, was hugely anticipated. But a god? Rolling Stone calls Yeezus an extravagantly abrasive album. We would add it's filled with offensive language, including the N-word, so we apologize in advance to sensitive ears. Rolling Stone also says it's full of grinding electro, pummeling minimalist hip-hop, droney woos? What's that? And industrial gear grind. USA Today said it was daring and infectious. But is it good? Here and Now pop culture critic Renee Graham joins us. And Renee, what do you think?
That's a complicated question. If you like Kanye West, you'll probably like the album. If you don't, you won't. But that's typical Kanye. You know, it's sort of like love me, hate me, but don't ignore me. And this is an album that can't be ignored.
Well, it's hard to ignore someone who starts off with I am a god. What is he saying?
Does Kanye think he's God? Probably not. What's interesting is in discussions people are having about it, they keep saying, does Kanye think he's God? Well, first of all, that's not what he says in the song. It's like, I am a God. And I think the whole idea is the provocation. I think it's the idea that people are going to have this discussion. And the more they have that discussion, the more he moves closer to this sort of cultural omnipotence.
I am a God. Hurry up with my damn massage. Hurry up with my damn menage. Get the Porsche out the damn garage. I am a God. Even though I'm a man of God. My whole life in the hand of God. So y'all better quit playing with God. Soon as they
he
like
wants to be part of the conversation. And to be part of the conversation, you have to say sort of blatantly provocative things.
This is, after all, the fellow who jumped up on the stage to declare that Taylor Swift should not have won her Grammy and should have gone to Beyonce.
Well, that's Kanye West, and I think it's really interesting that at this point, he's six albums into his career. He's been around for about 10 years making solo albums, but most people know him for these other actions, like jumping on stage at the MTV Awards when Taylor Swift was accepting her award, like calling out George Bush during the Hurricane Katrina telethon. You know, that's all part of Kanye. It seems spontaneous and uncontrolled, but make no mistake, he knows exactly what he's doing, and it's always about keeping himself in the center of the cultural dialogue.
Well, let's listen to some more. Here's Blood on the Leaves, a title that comes from a song that has a lot of resonance in the African-American community. Let's listen a little first.
Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
I just need to clear my mind now. It's been racing since the summertime.
Please.
Now I'm holding down the summer now.
Please.
And all I want is what I can't buy now. Cause I ain't got the money on me right now. And I told you to wait.
Please.
Yeah, I told you to wait.
Please.
And Renee, of course, the song that we're hearing in the background is Strange Fruit.
An extraordinary song from the 1940s made famous by Billie Holiday. It's a song about lynching in the South. And it's a song that's very haunting and very disturbing.
Sure.
And what Kanye has done here is he's taken this sample. It's actually a version that Nina Simone did. He speeds it up so she sort of sounds a little bit like Macy Gray in a funny way. But he's taken the idea of a song about lynching and turned it into this much more smaller and more personal story. And the lynching in his mind is a man whose life is being upended by his pregnant girlfriend who won't have an abortion.
That's very interesting, given that Kanye West and his pregnant girlfriend just had a child.
Yes, his pregnant girlfriend,
this
very little-known woman named Kim Kardashian. Yeah, they just had a child. It's very interesting. Her name comes up a lot. Not her name, but references to her. And not particularly nice references to her. And that's pretty shocking. And that's something that runs throughout this entire album, is this thread of misogyny.
Well, I wanted to ask you about this. In his early career, he had joyous songs like Jesus Walks. He seemed to have a strong faith. He had that kind of expression.
God, show me the way because the devil's trying to break me down.
Now, there are those who say, some reviewers are saying, well, he's very angry. That can be a touchy subject. Some would say young black men have a lot to be angry about in the United States. But with him, it seems to be, I mean, there does seem to be, some sort of personal something going on.
You know, I think in the same way that sex sells, anger sells. When Kanye first came on the scene, he had the backpack, the cover of his album. He was wearing a college mascot uniform. It was called the College Dropout. He was the Louis Vuitton Don. You know, it's 10 years later. He's 36 years old. And yes, he's wildly successful and filthy rich, but there still has to be this sense that all is not well in my world.
Well, because I'm not given the props I should be.
He always has this sense somehow, despite the fact that, you know, this album will sell a zillion copies and critics so far seem to really be enjoying it, but he always has this sense that I'm greater than you're saying I am. And not just if you say I'm great, why can't I say I'm great?
Yeah.
Because I am great. And he's actually used those words. He does have, you know, a bit of a messiah complex. There's no question about that, as lots of artists do. But that's the thing with Kanye. Everything plays out. There's no filtering. And that's one of the reasons why people really like him and find him compelling.
Pick another song for us to hear as a prism for what you're talking about.
One of the songs on the album is called New Slaves. And of course, anytime you're invoking ideas of slaves and slavery, you know, you're kind of playing with fire. And what he's sort of talking about here is how we've, you know, how African Americans primarily have gone from the plantation to being enslaved by things.
My mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would have thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race him. That's that, don't touch anything in the stove. And it's rich, nigga, race him. That's that, come in, please buy more. What you want? A Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain? All you blacks want all the same thing. Used to only be niggas. Everybody playing. Spending everything on Alexander Wang. New slaves.
Now, do I want filthy rich Kanye West lecturing me? No, I really, really don't. And in the course of this album and on this song, he's name-dropping all kinds of incredible products that I'm sure most of the people who will buy this album cannot afford to have. But that's the Kanye thing. You know, he can somehow make it seem like I'm enslaved by this, too. But it's like, Kanye, no one's making you buy that Rolls Royce.
How much of that edge that you hear in Kanye West has to do with that other guy who has another CD coming out in about a month, Jay-Z? You know, there's this competition. It seems more one way.
I think they're very good friends, obviously. But I also think there is a competition there. And I think there's always going to be this sense, perhaps in Kanye's mind only, that Jay-Z will always get more respect. Look, Jay-Z's been at this a lot longer, and Jay-Z is one of the best rappers of all time. Kanye's not a great rapper. He just isn't. He doesn't have the flow. He doesn't have the sort of the rhythmic ability that Jay-Z has. I think that bothers him. And I think the idea that there's a way that Jay-Z's been embraced by the mainstream. He's married to Beyonce. He goes to the inaugural events. He's hanging out with the Obamas. Meanwhile, you know, President Obama called Kanye a jackass for jumping on stage with Taylor Swift. So, you know, Kanye kind of goes through life with a huge chip on his shoulder. Regardless of what he accomplishes or achieves, there's always this sense that I have to prove how good I am.
And Beyonce's video was better.
You know, here's the other thing about Kanye West I feel I'll really never forgive him for. If not for him jumping on stage with Taylor Swift, most of us wouldn't even have known who Taylor Swift was. That got her all the attention. Now we can't get rid of Taylor Swift. So Kanye, on that alone, you have a lot to answer for.
We love Taylor Swift, too.
Do we?
Some of us, too. Here and now, pop culture critic Renee Graham on Kanye West's new CD, Yeezus. Renee, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.
Okay, want to take issue with Renee on Taylor Swift, on Kanye? She just got on Twitter. Follow her at Renee Y. Graham. That's Renee with two E's, Y. Graham. We're at Here and Now, or at Here and Now Robin. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again. Here and Now.
But watching you bring home. You see a black man with a white woman at the top floor, they gon' come to kill King Kong. Middle America packed in. Can't they see me in my black skin? Number one question they asking. Question you asking. If I don't get ran at my Catholics.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.